Good morning. It does work. Okay, it's 6:25 a.m. Sunday morning, August the 30th, 2015. Full moon. Just going down over the mountains. Which means it's not quite sunrise. Or it's just past full moon, one or the other. It's kind of hard to tell by looking at the moon. But I'm also not seeing. It's still below the horizon. There are still clouds that have no sun on them off to the west. So, yeah, it's just before sunrise. Still. I skipped yesterday. I had too much oversleeping. By the time I actually woke up, it wasn't going to happen because I had to do too much yesterday. So, yeah. Today, I made it a point. Tomorrow, I'll make it a point to get my butt out moving. Tomorrow's Monday. It's a no school day. But tomorrow's the day they fix the back gate. I took some before pictures. I'll leave them on the blog after it's fixed. The before and after. So thanks to everybody who got me some feedback. Beta feedback has been much better than I would have hoped. It's been very gratifying. I think we're off on the right foot for the next series. I'm about 4,000 words into the next book of the second series. Not Ishmael, but Smuggler One. And it's coming together. It's coming together. It's going to be a little more action-y. It won't be an Ishmael Wong story because it's not Ishmael Wong, but I think it's going to be fine. I think it's going to be all right. I'm enjoying it. I'm walking fast because it is chilly out here this morning. It's, according to the temperature at the back of my house, the thermometer at the back of my house, it's like 58. Official temperature is 54. Yeah, I believe that. I'm trying to get enough body heat going to warm my fingers. So far, it's not working. They're a little bit chilly. And it doesn't help that I'm having a arthritis flare-up in my foot. I need to get home. And remember to take a second anti-inflammatory this morning. I've been meaning to do it for the last few days, and by the time I get settled, it's like I forgot. So, yeah, gotta get that fixed. I suspect I will remember this morning because, my God, that hurts. So yesterday I mowed the back. The hornet situation is pretty well stabilized at this point. They are not swarming around the old site anymore. I don't see anything around the tarp. I went out in the middle of the night and dragged the tarp, if I didn't mention this. Dragged the tarp away. And tucked it in the back corner of the property. I haven't seen any activity around it. So perhaps we've solved that problem. Ah, so So let's see. The new book, I'm shooting for about 1,000 words a day. If I can get 1,000 words a day today and tomorrow, and then ratchet up to 5K, I need to send off the manuscript tomorrow so Karen will have it on the 1st, along with my second payment. And with any luck, I'll have it back by the end of the month, and then can convert it and put the ebook up and let everybody buy it, have at it. Assuming I have covers, I don't have a cover yet. I'm waiting for Dan Sawyer to get back to me on the covers. I'm sure he'll come through. He's got a month. I don't plan on posting it until October. And I'm buying 3 covers from him. I'm debating on whether or not to put the full subtitle, Smuggler's Seeker's Tales from the Golden Age of Solar Clipper, or whether I just put Seeker's Tales. Can't decide. There's something that has always appealed to me about this longer subtitle, but there's also, it's like, really, it's a little bit pretentious, but it's also kind of works. I don't know. I'm of two minds. I finished McFarlane's Rookie Privateer the other day. I don't know if I mentioned this. It's a pretty good book. It's a little rocky in places. It's a little rough with dialogue in particular. And the plot is... I'm not going to say it's right out of Lester Dent, but there has that certain sense of, okay, something worse has to happen now. What can I have it be worse? Can it be worse? How can this be worse? And it is, I see a lot of Solar Clipper in it, in terms of the, sort of setup for the everyman, who happens to inherit a pirate ship, and goes off to save the quadrant. It's not bad. I started reading it once before, and got about, if I remember correctly, I got about 5 pages in, and then I got sidetracked by something else, or put it aside, or something. I don't remember now. And I remember opening it up and reading it, and looking at it a couple different times, and going, eh. But over on the Galaxy Rangers Facebook group, somebody recommended it, and I went back to it and gave it another shot, and I'm pretty glad I did. It was pretty good. Jamie McFarlane rookie privateer. So I finished that one, and then there's this other guy in the writer's discussion group who's having a hell of a time getting any traction, and I'm not terribly surprised, but I started reading his first book, Monk Post. I think it's Princess of Wonders. I think that's it. Because if I remember correctly, his name is Douglas Daniels or something. It's a double D anyway. Douglas Daniels. Douglas David. And it's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's got some formatting issues that are a little bit problematic. He doesn't have enough white space and a scene break, so there's no separator. So it's difficult to see the scene breaks coming. You're reading along and you're reading along and now you're reading along something else. And it's like, what? Oh, scene break. There was a little tiny bit of white space, but particularly on my Kindle app, it doesn't show up very well. But it's a pretty decent story. It's a alternate universe story. And I just started it. I'm pretty... Sample's a good size, 800 locations for the sample, which means it's a good size book. It'd be something like 80,000-90,000 words probably by the time it's done. So it's, you know, it's right in the range. And yeah, it's kind of cool. I'm probably going to pick it up when I get done with a sample. I'll let you know. But yeah, if you check them out, I'll put a link. Put a link in the show notes. I can't remember now if it's Douglas David or... David Douglas, or and it's one of those names. It's two first names. Let's start with D. I'm sorry, I've completely lost it. Yeah. Not quite up yet. Or if it is, it's being obscured by some ground haze and stuff off to the east. I'm seeing a lot of high-level clouds illuminated, but there's still a lot of low-hanging clouds. The black clouds, the dark clouds in this morning's photo are still dark. So the sun has either gotten up on top of them, which doesn't look like. Might have. Or it still hasn't come up enough around the edge of the earth to illuminate them very well. There's still gray clouds. Night clouds off to the west, so it's not quite up yet. That seems odd. It should be up by now. I don't know what time sunrise was, but I can't imagine it would be this late. 6:40. Yeah, it must be up. Minutes into the walk. It's supposed to be another hot one today. I'm glad I got the lawn mode. I got them out early too because it's going to be hot. It wasn't too bad yesterday. I mowed the backyard around noon. It was about 78, 79. Probably a lot hotter in the sun. I came in drenched. But it was mid-90s by the time the day was over. I was just as glad to hang out in the basement. I spent a lot of time in the last couple of days, probably too much time in the last couple of days, playing EVE Online. I'm trying trade. Given my propensity for writing about trade, I thought I would give trade in EVE another try. And yeah, you know, there's some potential there. I got some guides and I started reading them and trying to follow their suggestions. The challenge is finding stuff to trade because everybody wants to trade. Everybody's a trader. It's supposed to be easy, fast money, and I'm sure it is. Once you get a few billion ISK invested in it, I'm sure it is. But given that I have a few billion ISK laying around, I figured I would give it a try. I figured I would give it a shot. So I'm trying a little inter-hub trading. It's not working out very well, but it's turned a profit. I got Ishmael doing a little rudimentary trading, and it worked out for him. He didn't have very much cash. So one of the problems that I've got with him is that he's low skill, and he doesn't get very much playtime. So he's got some fairly decent missile skills, and can fly his Kestrel, but that's about it. Got your basic Kaldari Badger, and that's about as far as it goes. But I went from 10 million to 20 million really fast. And then had a bunch of bits and bobs hanging out in this hangar for running missions and scanning sites and stuff. And dragged some of that over to Jita and made another 10 million right off that. So that was kind of cool. It was like, went from nothing to 30 mil. And so, in theory, he should be starting to do some inter-hub trading. But the problem is he doesn't have any trade skills, so he can't place more than 5 orders at a time. And this means if I'm going to do anything with him, I've got to cough up some cash or stop training on someone else. So I haven't decided yet. Wait for Labor Day's coming. There might be a Labor Day Plex sale. 10% off Plex sale. I would buy some Plex and then train them up. Here we are, back at the raggedy back gate. And I'm going through the gate today because the garage door is closed. What a mess this is. But they're going to fix this one, they're going to fix the other one. I've got 2 gates in this fence. They're going to fix them both so we can use them both. First thing they've got to do is shorten it. Oh well. But here I am. Yes indeed. At the back gate. And tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all. I'll talk to you then.